spooky action at a distance. Let me demonstrate what I'm talking about by going to a program I love, Medium. You see, what we're talking about right now may explain all of these psychic things that happen in our world that people scoff at and other people know are true. Take Medium as an example. A recent episode of Medium had Alison Dubois waking up in the middle of the night, the way she usually receives information, and having dreams about a poor little boy who was stuck down in a hole. And she could hear him screaming for help. And finally, she figured out where he was, what geographic area he was in. And she actually went out and found him. And she looked down, bear in mind, she's a medium. She looked down into this hole, and lo and behold, here is this little boy screaming for help. Now, she threw him some water and some food and got on her cell phone and called the authorities, who sent a helicopter at great expense to retrieve the little boy from the hole. Helicopter came whizzing in, touched down. The paramedics rushed over to the hole and looked in, shined a light down to the bottom of the hole. And what they found were was the skeleton of the little boy who had died many, many years earlier. Charles, that's kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it?
In some sense. I mean, the preservation of information long after that information seems to have dissipated is a physical law of the universe. Whether or not the information of a human being is preserved after death, that's beyond physics. But
I don't know. It's still information.
Still information, but not necessarily in a form that's easily retrievable. Of course, it's theoretically possible, and that's one of the really powerful things about information. But once you know it is out there, I mean, it is. The theory says that it is possible to assemble it. Whether it's practical or happens in this universe, that physicists don't really answer.
But Charles, doesn't it? If it's true, doesn't it explain all of these weird, paranormal, spooky things that happen?
Oh, actually, a number of people do believe that. That, in fact, some quantum mechanical experiments, some really very, very good quantum mechanical experiments, are funded by people who are trying to find explanations for telekinesis and other psychic phenomena.
Yes.
There's a foundation out in Switzerland, this Fondation Odier, which is was created by a wealthy, I believe he's a banker, trying to understand psychic phenomena. So he did a bunch of he funded experiments at the University of Geneva to do spooky action at a distance and really, really good experiments.
Yes, well, most of this psychic stuff seems to ignore time as we know it. In other words, you might see a ghost. That would be somebody who's already dead. You might see a boy at the bottom of a hole when, in fact, he actually died many years earlier. That's information that was flowing but a decade or two earlier. I mean, all of these, or you might have a vision, Charles, about something that's going to happen to you or somebody else. All of these things are happening, but they're happening outside time.
Well, I think the laws of information, as far as we can tell, information, I mean, you can get access to the information that was in the past. About the future, that would take some laws that we're unaware of at this point, let's put it that way. And, of course, the information that we're manipulating now becomes the information that is manipulated in the future. Our every breath that we take, our bodies will eventually become the bodies of people in the future, covered, and the information in our bodies, our genetic code, is what will create future generations. So that information is transported into the future, certainly.
All right. Well, how do we make use of this? How do we begin to get our hands on this in a way that we can begin proving things, which is what science wants. They want something they can repeat and prove.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of the theories of information, part of what they're doing is, I mean, with quantum mechanical experiments. For example, the spooky action at distance, what they and the University of Geneva experiments funded by ODIE, what they were trying to do is prove that, in fact, this spooky action travels faster than the speed of light. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they took particles, actually light particles, photons, and separated them and sent them in opposite directions underneath Lake Geneva, mm-hmm. and then measured one and measured the other. And they saw that the action must have been so much faster than light that there's no way that they could have communicated, at least in traditional means. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, they verified that part. So they're taking apart little bits of quantum theory and testing them very, very carefully. And every time it seems that the laws of quantum mechanics and the laws of information are right, that they haven't found anything that seems to contradict what the equations say.